you say you did
Well, because you see, the town was so small that, for instance, I had one of the smallest graduating classes that, because most people flunked 8th grade arithmetic, what's it called, instead of math. And the ones that got by. See, if you flunked one course, you flunked the whole grade. And 8th, so you had to stay back. So there were only 8 of us in the graduating class. And the next year there was a big class, which was called, and that was 25. And there were a lot of them, the ones that had flunked.
They keep the whole group back.
Yeah. Well, no, they keep you back a whole grade. They keep you back individually, yeah. But keep you back. You couldn't make it up. They didn't have a summer school.
Were you known once you started to date someone steady? Were you known as his girlfriend?
We didn't go steady
oh,
then. That was before the steady thing.
I see.
Going with. All right.
Would he be your boyfriend?
No. I don't think you used the word, is he your beau? Beau was before. Beau was probably 19, World War I. And boyfriend was looked on you didn't say that. You just said, I'm going with him.
Nice.
Or she's going with so-and-so.
There was real sensitivity about
he's going with so-and-so.
Those words were...
You didn't say boyfriend, charge. Because boyfriend meant... You know, flapper, flirt, stuff.
If a man proposed to you and you said no, in this town it would be, would people say, I hear she turned him down or jilted him?
I hear she turned him down, I guess. Yeah.
Would you tell me something about the wedding, or what the wedding be? Would there be any celebrations afterwards?
No. Usually be a reception at the church, because almost all the weddings were at the church, like all the funerals were at the church then. And all the weddings were at the church, and everybody in town. It was an open thing, and so everybody was invited.
Did the people who stood up with you, were they called waiters or groomsmen?
Best man and bridesmaids. And
you never heard that those people called waiters?
No.
That is at least formerly, it was a deep south.
I think it's a blend here, you know, don't you? It's not purely deep south.
You didn't have shiveries here?
No.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
I know what that is.
Yeah.
I saw a movie about that.
No, that it was very dignified. The wedding and
anyone ever come and serenade you afterwards?
No, usually people I think went off on a honeymoon, whether it was just for, you know, for a day or two or what, but they went off.
And if the boy resembles his father in either appearance or in character.
You'd say he looks just like, or he's just like his father. Or he's just like, it was more than that. He's a Smith, or he's a clear through.
I see. And did people